CDC has confirmed 15 flu deaths in children so far, but the flu season has 6 to 8 weeks left to go. Doctors say it's not too late to get a flu shot. Karen Chase, ABC News.
Here's your KNDY Weather Eye forecast powered by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Throughout the rest of this Tuesday, we're going to see mostly sunny skies at 51. Winds will be from the northwest between 5 and 15. Tonight, cloudy, chance of snow showers late with a low near 22. For Wednesday, we'll have mostly cloudy skies with a high near 32. Wednesday night, partly cloudy with a low near 14 degrees. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford. Currently, it's 29.
The State Bank in Axtell is synonymous with quality and integrity in the banking business. Financing for your home, for your farm, or your small business. Contact the loan officers if you need money. Or if you're putting money away for something special. Or just saving for a rainy day. Visit with the professionals at the State Bank of Axtell. They're federally insured. Member FDIC, the State Bank of Axtell.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, good Tuesday. A Kansas House committee is preparing to be aggressive in drafting a plan to increase personal income taxes to address the state's ongoing budget problems. A majority of taxation committee members indicated during an informal discussion yesterday that they're ready to propose raising taxes between $900 million and $1.2 billion over 2 years. Officials say construction of the National Bio and Agro Defense Facility in Manhattan is going well and on time. The $1.25 billion facility, or NBAF, will study diseases that can be spread from animals to humans. Construction was originally scheduled to be completed last year but was delayed. The lab is now on track to be fully operational in December of 2022. Nice weather on tap for today, then things quite a bit cooler across the state tomorrow. Mid-American Network News.
Heavy rain this morning causing backed up traffic all the way to
Isaac. Please remove all laptops and
folks, we're number 9 on the list for takeoff, so settle in, keep those seatbelts fastened.
Works, right?
Welcome to Westin.
Travel can be disruptive to your well-being. That's why at Westin Hotels and Resorts, we have rejuvenating heavenly beds, a nutritious superfoods RX menu, and a workout gear lending program to help you stay in control and rise above it all. Westin, let's rise.
Shop the Winter Rethink Kitchen and Bath event for Home Depot exclusives, like the Kohler Rubicon Center Set Faucet. Now at a new, lower price, just $79. It's brushed nickel finish and Art Deco style. Complement any decor. Contemporary, classic, yours. No one offers more Kohler for your kitchen and bath than the Home Depot. And right now, the Kohler Rubicon Faucet is just $79. More saving, more doing. U.S. only. Valid through March 9th.
A federal judge has spared from prison two Kansas men convicted of federal firearms violations after taking into account their mistaken belief that a Kansas law can shield from federal prosecution anyone owning firearms made, sold, and kept in the state. The sentence handed down yesterday by U.S. District Judge J. Thomas Martin still leaves intact the federal felony convictions against Shane Cox and Jeremy Kettler. A Topeka man sentenced yesterday to nearly 4 years in federal prison for his role in a conspiracy to operate an interstate sex trafficking business. U.S. Attorney Tom Beal said in a news release that 40-year-old Barry M. Johnson was sentenced yesterday after pleading guilty to one count of conspiracy. He admitted in his plea deal that he and others worked together to run a prostitution business based in Topeka that would operate in Kansas, Missouri, and Nebraska. Kansas, Mid-America Network News.
You live here, work here, and drive here. Why would you trust your auto insurance to someone who is not here? Here at Blue Valley Insurance, we understand the challenges drivers in Kansas face. We know your friends and your neighbors. We are your neighbor. We have offices in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville to provide the right coverage to meet all your auto insurance needs. So come in and talk to a neighbor, a friend, your friend in the auto insurance business, Blue Valley Insurance.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Tuesday. A Nebraska lawmaker has renewed the state's perennial effort to allow many motorcyclists to ride without helmets. Senator John Lowe of Kearney says his bill allowing riders 21 or older to wear eye protection instead of helmets is pro-freedom and pro-tourism. Motorcyclists praised it at a committee hearing. Proponents of the bill say Nebraska loses $1.7 million in tourism revenue every year from motorcyclists who instead ride through neighboring states that don't require helmets. A banker from Elmwood will fill an open seat in the Nebraska legislature. Governor Pete Ricketts announced yesterday that he has chosen Robert Keith Clements to replace former state senator Bill Kintner of Papillion. Ricketts praised Clements as a numbers guy with experience as a businessman, actuary, and banker at American Exchange Bank. Mid-America Network News.
If you're an American farmer or rancher, grab your pen and paper and listen closely, because we have a product designed just for you. Introducing QT Farms, the most complete market information tool available for your computer and smartphone. It includes market quotes, agricultural news, weather, market commentary, a crop profitability calculator to analyze your growing revenue, and much more without the typical advertising redirects to slow you down. It's all free, and it's all for you. That's right, free. Take advantage of this great information tool because it's been designed just for you, the American farmer and livestock producer. Visit the website www.qtfarms.com. Become a member of QT Farms and access the tools you need to keep you up to date with the latest in commodity markets and information. Visit www.qtfarms.com for your free access to QT Farms today.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. An on-again, off-again effort to finalize purchase of the Frankfort Nutrition site dominated business at last Monday's meeting of the Marshall County Commissioners, who unanimously agreed to buy the facility for $40,000. An offer of $65,000, with the city of Frankfort contributing $15,000 of that amount last year, included building a new recreation room and completing kitchen improvements. The revised offer would exclude the rec room addition. The county had considered continuing a lease arrangement if terms were not reached. Marshall County will assume responsibility for upgrading the kitchen facility. Washington County Commissioners, meeting last Monday, conducted mostly routine business, unanimously appointing Chris Bruna as Little Blue Township Treasurer at the recommendation of a township clerk. Environmental Science Director Dwayne Bruna spoke of the possibility of adding more property for the county landfill. Nemahal County Commissioners last Monday heard from two engineering firms regarding possible watershed improvements in the county. Commissioners approved purchase of two new patrol cars for the Sheriff's Department. Discussion was held with the county attorney regarding formation of rural fire districts within Nemahal County. Gage County Board of Supervisors last Monday continued discussion of renovation of the current county jail. An architect proposal that would relocate offices to a garage that was formerly used as an ambulance bay has not yet been priced. An alternate consideration of adding a second floor to the current jail was also discussed. It's not known if the building is structurally sufficient for such an option, but consensus was the idea could be explored. No action was taken, and the matter will remain a discussion item. Short-term efforts to maintain ADA and other regulatory compliance have been necessary as voters rejected a bond proposal for a new jail facility. No official comment was rendered, but caution has been urged after a state legislative proposal introduced last week that could allow the state to loan funds to Gage County in order to fund a judgment in the Beatrice 6 case, in which six residents were jailed in a murder case and were later found not guilty. Testimony from three Gage County residents, including Democrats Chairman Eden Schiller, pointed out the situation is not the fault of Gage County residents, and contending the state has shared responsibility. Claims against the former and current insurance carrier for coverage remain on appeal. Joyce Lorraine McCafferty Spear, age 79, of Pawnee City, passed away. Funeral service Wednesday, 2 p.m. at the Quarry Mortuary, Pawnee City. Interment in the Pawnee City Cemetery. Visitation Tuesday, 9 until 8. Family will greet friends Tuesday from 6 until 8 at the Wherry Mortuary of Pawnee City, in charge of arrangements for Joyce Spear. Debbie L. Mick, age 57, of Wymore, passed away Saturday. Memorial service Thursday at 1 p.m. at the Laughlin Ovitt Funeral Home in Wymore. In charge of arrangements for Debbie Mick. Joanne Pearl Costell, age 83, of Odell, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Thursday, 10 a.m. at the United Methodist Church, Odell. Burial in the Odell Check Cemetery. Family will greet friends Wednesday, 6 until 8, at the Vance Curtis Funeral Home of Odell, in charge of arrangements for Joanne Costell. Thomas G. Sheets, age 69, of Hanover, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Thursday, 10 a.m. at St. John's Catholic Church, Hanover. Burial in the church cemetery. Rosary Wednesday evening at 7, half a church. Visitation Wednesday, 10 until 5, at the Hanover Mortuary, in charge of arrangements for Thomas Sheets. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, hamburger, potato salad, fruited jello and cake. Tomorrow, chicken casserole, a muffin, beets, and mixed fruit. Check of a school and community calendar. Marysville High basketball teams host Rock Creek this evening. KNDY News time is 7:15.
United Bank and Trust has been fulfilling the banking needs of families and businesses in Northeast Kansas for decades. United Bank and Trust is always advancing and is excited to introduce a new and improved mobile banking app for your smartphone. Simply search UBT Mobile in the App Store and download. It's a mobile-fast world, and so is United Bank and Trust, the bank for your future. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY Weather Eye forecast powered by weatherology.com for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. We have a low pressure system making its way across the central and upper parts of the Midwest, bringing some showers and thunderstorms across parts of the east, southeast, and snow showers across the upper parts of the Midwest. Otherwise, across our area, not a whole lot going on. We're just going to see a slight chance for some snow showers for tonight. Otherwise, we're going to see dry weather all the way through the end of the week. We're definitely going to see those temperatures cool down as well for Wednesday and Thursday, then warm up for Friday. So looking at the forecast throughout the rest of this Tuesday, sunny skies, lower 50s. Winds will be from the northwest between 5 and 15. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a slight chance of snow showers late with a low near 22. For Wednesday, we'll have cloudy skies, cooler with a high of 32. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy with a low near 14. Thursday, sunny skies, temperatures at 36 degrees. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature early February 42, record high on this date 71 in 2009. The average low 21, the record low is 21 below zero in 1982. Sunset this evening, 5:51. Sunrise in the morning at 7:22. Some fog again this morning, rather damp, 35 degrees with a light west wind around 5 miles an hour. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Tuesday, the 7th of February. KNDY News Time, 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
The Wagon Wheel is serving up some special dinners just for Valentine's Day. Prime rib and surf and turf with a baked potato in a dinner salad and chicken parmesan will be on the menu from 5 to 9 Tuesday, February 14th. And of course, the full menu will be available, complete with appetizers, desserts, and a full bar. Come on in and treat your sweetheart to something different at the Wagon Wheel in downtown Marysville.
A wild game in Washington. Hi everyone, I'm Dave Packer reporting on sports. The defending champion Cleveland Cavaliers got all they could handle in Washington.
12 on the shot clock, 40 seconds left in overtime. Irving between his legs, pulls up, three on the way. He nailed it!
On WTAM, the Cavs survived, defeating the Wizards in overtime, 140-135. In New York, the Lakers made themselves right at home.
Meta just standing there, and they're both kind of smiling. Meta backing in Carmelo. Step back, 20-footer, good!
On ESPN LA 710, the Lakers defeated the Knicks 121-107. The Grizzlies snapped the Spurs' three-game win streak.
Carter gives right elbow Randolph, gets in the lane, goes right to the front of the iron, hangs in the air as best he can, and goes around Aldridge and scoops and scores.
On ESPN 92.9, Memphis beat San Antonio 89-74. And the New England Patriots will celebrate their Super Bowl 51 victory with a parade in Boston this morning. College college hoops, another top five team falls.
Here's Thompson taking the over the shoulder pass all the way down the floor and soaring to the rim for the one hand slam.
DT has his own exceptional athleticism, runs that pass down and goes up for the dunk.
On the Virginia Sports Network, the 12th-ranked Cavaliers defeated 4th-ranked Louisville 71-55. 3rd-ranked Kansas survived a scare. Here's a call on ESPN.
That does it. All Devontae Graham had to do was touch the basketball, and that rolled the clock. It's another win in this series for KU. They survive on the road 74-71. Over Kansas State.
On the ice, an OT winner in New York.
Here's Brock Nelson, 2-on-1 at the Leaf line. Right side, he's got Bailey going to the net. Shoots and scores! Brock Nelson has won it in overtime for the New York Islanders!
On AM 970, The Answer, the Isles top the Maple Leafs 6-5. Dave Packer, ABC Sports.
Tuesday night tip-offs in our broadcast feature, Marysville entertains Rock Creek. Live on AM 1570 FM 94.1, streaming on our website at KNDYradio.com. Valley Heights hosting Troy. Frankfort tips off at Onega. Hanover's host to Donovan West. Washington County entertains Blue Valley. Axtell at Pawnee City. Lynn home to Centralia. Diller Odell entertains College View. And Southerners host to Lewiston.
This is an Ag Business Update powered by AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Well, USDA has delayed the Farmer Fair Practices Rule under the Grain Inspection Packers and Stockyards Act until April 22nd. The delay allows time for the new Trump administration to review the rules and is part of a White House order on government regulations. USDA claims the rules announced in December by the Obama administration seek to end harmful practices against farmers and outlines protections to restore fairness and reduce the burden for farmers seeking justice under the act. After having been delayed and obstructed for the last 7 years, National Farmers Union President Roger Johnson said it's time to end the unnecessary delays. Farmers Union urging the Trump administration to complete the review process as quickly as possible. Opponents, though, say the rule will lead to a flurry of lawsuits because of a lighter proof of requirement for competitive injury. USDA will accept comments on the rules until March the 24th. Pork industry leaders from Canada say the rejection of the Trans-Pacific Partnership for the U.S. could create new export opportunities for Canadian pork producers. The chair of the Saskatchewan Pork Development Board says the U.S. backing out of TPP and President Trump's eagerness to renegotiate NAFTA could create a void in the global pork market. 20% of U.S. pork is exported, and pork industry leaders in Canada speculate they need about 60 to 70% of production exported to sustain current production levels. While acknowledging and renegotiating of NAFTA could also bring significant implications for Canada, the Saskatchewan Pork Development Board notes the Canadian dollar being 75% of value of the American dollar. That's very helpful for its producers, along with a large slaughter capacity. Be social with us by liking us on Facebook at AgView.net. Follow us on Twitter at AgView News. With this Ag Business Update, powered by AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers.
Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. Good morning. Well, the big trade question for the Donald Trump administration is whether it will continue talks with the European Union started during the previous administration's years or move to strictly bilateral negotiations all alone with the United Kingdom. It is not yet clear if President Trump will withdraw from the transatlantic trade and investment partnership talks with Brussels after committing to bilateral discussions with the United Kingdom. A UK deal holds less economic potential than the multilateral TTIP talks, which have advanced at a snail's pace since starting in 2013, and a US-UK deal cannot be finalized until the UK finally and permanently leaves the European Union. American Farm Bureau trade advisor Dave Salmonson says how the UK exits the EU will be key to the whole deal for a deal with the United States.
A lot will depend on how they leave the EU, what kind of a deal they make there, what kind of tariff, non-tariff issues that they are subject to or they agree to in order to stay, keep trading with the European Union. course, U.S. agriculture, we want to see the most open trade relationship we could have with the U.K. and not have them be bound by the tariff schedule that they currently are under with the EU or all the non-tariff trade barriers that keep our meat products especially out of the EU.
Salmonson, however, also does not completely dismiss the idea that the United States will completely cut off talks with the European Union, where a lot is to still be decided when it comes to trade under the Trump administration. Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network.
Now's the time to get your orders in. This is Tom at Kaufman Seeds in Haven, Kansas. Midland Genetics Seed Corn ranks among the best in Mid-America.
Midland Seed Corn gives you the freedom to choose from many different varieties like Midland 7A28, 115-day full-season corn that has fast dry down, has top yields, excellent drought tolerance, and is an excellent choice for corn silage.
Call me today to order your Midland Genetics corn seed at Kaufman Seeds in Haven, Kansas. 1-800-634-2836.
Every practice, every play, every hit. Players and parents know there's a risk involved in sports.
He picked me up and slammed me down.
Every year, doctors are treating hundreds of student athletes for concussions.
I woke up in the ICU. I can't remember anything.
Tonight, see how one local certified athletic trainer is using a unique way to help reverse the trauma.
A concussion is like a snowflake. Every one of them is different.
Watch The Cost of Concussions tonight on KAKE News at 10.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most essential industry. It is agriculture, something that a lot of people find essential every morning, bacon. And this news about a bacon shortage? Calm down. It'll be okay. More about that after this.
It's that time of year again, time to tackle some difficult tasks like cleaning those appliances. And you don't want to forget your most treasured appliance, the coffee maker. Wink Products Coffee Maker Cleaner is the perfect cleaning solution to remove those nasty mineral deposits that make coffee taste metallic and cause your coffee maker to clog. So pick up Wink Coffee Maker Cleaner today and see what a difference it makes. Learn more at WHINK.com.
The alarming headlines came quickly the other morning. 2017 could see a bacon shortage. Nation's bacon reserves hit 50-year low as prices rise. Everybody freak out. America is running low on bacon. Well, panic. Yeah, people did, at least on social media. The source of the anxiety was a recent report from the USDA, which was boosted by the Ohio Pork Council, which reported that the country's frozen pork belly inventory was at its lowest point in half a century. At the end of 2016, the reserves of pork bellies held at just 17.8 million pounds, down more than 35 million pounds from the year prior. Rich Deaton of the Ohio Pork Council was quoted as saying, "Today's pig farmers are setting historic records by producing more pigs than ever, yet our reserves are still depleting." The organization even created a website, baconshortage.com. And many news outlets, USA Today, NBC, CBS, Men's Health, Business Insider, ran with the news. But here is the truth. The frozen reserves are just that, reserves. There will be no rationing of bacon at breakfast or for your burgers or for your BLTs or quiche or roasted bacon-wrapped rabbit or apples or ice cream, chocolate, whatever you do with them. Steve Meyer, the vice president of pork analysis for EMI Analytics, said to imply that there's going to be some shortage of bacon is wrong. There are plenty of hogs coming. There is going to be plenty of bacon. Meyer did explain that frozen pork belly inventory is down dramatically and said that the price of belly has gone up 50 cents a pound in the last 2 months. But he said it's not as if we're going to run out of bacon. Rich Deaton of the Ohio Pork Council acknowledged in an interview that the creation of baconshortage.com was merely a marketing opportunity. He said that if somebody Googled that, they'd get our website, and the information there is actually to quell fears that we're running out. The demand is high, and pig farmers, not only in Ohio but throughout the country, have risen to the occasion and are going to meet that demand. Deaton added with a laugh that to create a panic was not our intent. He says we can't control how the news is interpreted. But let's repeat this. bacon lovers have nothing to fear. There will be plenty of bacon for everybody. Back after this.
When the unexpected happens, you want to be prepared. Alliance Insurance in downtown Marysville can provide the peace of mind and financial security you need at your worst moments. The girls on Broadway can assist you in choosing the right policies and coverage for all your insurance needs, farm, home, auto. They know firsthand the unique needs of farmers and how you can best protect your livelihood and your family. Visit the girls on Broadway at Alliance Insurance to make sure you're ready for anything.
Farming America is a presentation of the Tribune Radio Network. I'm Steve Alexander.
729 from KNDY. 35 degrees in Marysville this morning. Highs middle 40s on tap today with a cold front moving in. Couple days of cooler temps Wednesday, Thursday. Then look out Friday into Saturday. Look into the 60s.
This is the time of year to reflect on last year's crop cycle and make plans for next year. There are many decisions to be made and many options available. We'd like to help make the financial side of your planning a little easier. Our ag lenders know agriculture and they're local. Stop by and see us. Let's talk about next year. Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
We're just making a living, making things grow.
There are lots of different vehicles out there, and they all need to be properly maintained. Save on filters during the spring filter sale at Enan's Automotive in Marysville. Save up to half off all Napa Gold filters, oil, hair, cabin air, and fuel. Stock up on filters during the sale through February 18th at your Napa Parts store, Enan's Automotive in Marysville.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, good Tuesday. Frank Mason III had 21 points. Josh Jackson added 18 despite dealing with foul trouble. And number three, Kansas bounced back from a rare home loss to hold off Kansas State 74-71 last night. The Jayhawks, now 21-3, 9-2 in the Big 12, beat the Wildcats, who are now 16-8, 5-6 in conference, for the fifth straight time and the 19th time in 22 meetings, though it was just as nip and tuck as their meeting in Lawrence. KU forward Carlton Bragg's drug charge will be dismissed in 6 months if he doesn't commit any other crimes. Bragg charged with possession of drug paraphernalia last week, also suspended from the Jayhawks. Bragg quickly granted and signed a diversion agreement. The agreement says he can't violate any laws during the six-month diversion period. If he does everything right, the charges will then be dismissed. Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports.
If you're an American farmer or rancher, grab your pen and paper and listen closely, because we have a product designed just for you. Introducing QT Farms, the most complete market information tool available for your computer and smartphone. It includes market quotes,